Yeah, and I showed you why we had to put it on that side because of the
electrical
and the gas line.
You didn't want to move the gas line. It was too inconvenient.
Oh, Harold.
Well, yes or no?
It would have increased a bit. Keep the labor down and the cost down for you.
Well, if it would increase the bid, you could have told me that. And then I would have chosen that. But I don't think you were thinking about it beforehand.
Well, that's the thing, is some of these jobs, you really don't know how things are going to end up until you're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
And you have to make adjustments to make
Understand that same in my old job. You run into things you never realize beforehand. But we were standing in front of the damn thing yesterday looking at it, saying that's where we're going to put it.
Well, it just didn't work out that way. I hoped that it would. But
because it was just too inconvenient to move the pipe.
Well, I don't have inch and a half black iron pipe on the truck either. I don't have the tools to get
you
to
always
the right pipe.
You're always full of excuses.
Well, I've never had an experience like this where I could. Every single job that I've done for you, you've had volumes of complaints that everybody else, they've been happy with it. It's worked great for 20 years. It's frustrating.
It's frustrating.
You spend all day, and to you it must not be considered an inconvenience, but to spend all day on the job, get done with it, hey, I'm sorry, can I pay you tomorrow? Can you come back? It's an inconvenience for me.
Well, you weren't finished because we had to do the electrical today.
Well, no, and I could have done it yesterday. I just needed to get in and flip the breaker.
Well, I had to leave. I'm sorry. These things happen.
Stuff happens, but...
But it wasn't on account of laziness that I'm, falling down. If I were you in your shoes, you know what I'd do? I'd fucking bend over backwards to satisfy my customers so they don't give you shit and put it on the internet.
I really have tried, Harold.
But you've tried, and after it's been pointed out, you've made excuses. Oh, the filter can fall down. Oh, that isn't going to be a problem. Yeah, you did. After I squeezed it out of you.
I took care of it.
Yeah, after I squeezed it out of you.
So what are you saying? You're not going to pay me?
I'm going to pay you everything.
I
never don't pay people. I'd like you to fix those things if you would. But if you don't, I will pay you anyway. But I will tell everybody about it. Well, I'll tell everybody about how the whole story went. I asked you to come here the day before so we could look at everything, and we did go down and look at, you showed me where the PVC was going to go out that window. But, the old ones were tacked to the wall, and I'm not an expert. I figured the new one would get tacked to the wall too, but it's handy for me to have that space. Plus, the thing probably vibrates. Anything that makes sound vibrates.
Well, it's not to the point where it's flopping around and unsecure. I'll do whatever you want me to do, Harold. I want you to be happy. But I hope you can see my point, too, that some of the things that you're worrying about, you don't need to worry about.
Which ones?
Well, where the filter is, the fact that it sticks out 4 inches. The path that I took in running the exhaust. I can see your point in the well where that if you had to get down there, even before I put this vent in there, it's not easy to get down there.
That's right. Now it's worse.
What kind of a difference did I make by putting in a vent that you couldn't get down there conveniently anyways?
The difference that you made was that it's worse. It wasn't good to begin with. I wish you had attacked it against the house.